confident Colleen will succeed in the job, but hinted at the scope of the challenges he faces.
Well, let me be blunt. You know, Illinois is not for the faint of heart, and by which I mean the state of Illinois. You know, this is really the big leagues when it comes to politics, economics, and so on.
Colleen's training starts after the holidays. His first day in the big leagues is set for July 1st. I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.
YLL Ag Farm Assets Conference will be held in Normal, Illinois on November 24th. Tickets are $25 and include lunch and parking. Details and tickets are at willag.org. Thanks to these businesses for their support. Farm Credit Illinois, Bates Commodities, and AgriGold.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumer prices were unchanged in October. Energy prices fell 1.9% last month, while food costs edged up a slim 0.1%. Core inflation, which excludes volatile energy and food, rose 0.2% in October. For the past 12 months, overall inflation is up 1.7%. This morning, USDA reported its latest export sales report for the week ending November the 13th. The numbers look like this: in millions of bushels, wheat this year, 13.3, corn this year, 35.8, soybeans this year, 17.7, and next year, 0.2. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 101,600 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations during the 14-15 marketing year. Also flying out the door this morning is 140,000 metric tons of soybeans, and they are also going to unknown destinations during the 14-15 marketing year. The shipping season on the upper Mississippi River will end today as ice surrounding locks and dams near Minnesota's Twin Cities forced the earliest winter closure on record that date back to 1969. The shipping season typically ends around the beginning of December on upper portions of the Mississippi River in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,592. It's down 65 points. The NASDAQ, 4210, down 13.75. The S&P 500 is trading at 2,040. It is down 6.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest is still facing another rain event coming up this weekend that will have a significant impact on farming activity for a little while longer. We do have snow on the ground still in portions of the region, although we're gradually melting it away, that the runoff from that snow cover and the rain event coming up for the weekend will likely combine and cause some significant runoff and make some fields a little bit muddier for a while. That means that late season farming activity will be delayed further for at least a little while. Next week's weather looks a far bit better for many areas across the Midwest, although the temperatures may still be a little bit cooler biased at times. The temperatures will not be as cold as they are now or will have been in the past week. We'll expect to see temperatures today still contrasting rather sharply across the region. A reinforcing shot of cold air present in the upper parts of the Midwest will likely see to it that the afternoon highs are only in the teens and 20s. 20s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and the temperatures in the rest of the region will be a bit better than that, with readings running primarily in the 20s and 30s in the lower Midwest. There will be a couple of temperatures over 40 degrees, but mostly just to the south of the production region. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see temperatures in the 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, while 30s and 40s occur in the south, and the improving tendency will become much more notable as we go from Saturday into Sunday, when afternoon highs will get up into the 40s and 50s north and the 50s and 60s in southern areas. Of course, the weather conditions will be deteriorating, though, as we get into Saturday and Sunday, with that next low pressure system expected to move across the region, producing widespread precipitation, mostly in the form of rain. And that rain event will get started in the lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin and the southeastern U.S. plains, perhaps as early as tonight and tomorrow, but the precipitation will be erratic and mostly light. When it does run through the majority of the Midwest, we will see rain wall-to-wall from parts of Iowa and Missouri to Ohio and portions of Kentucky and Michigan. All these areas will pick up on precipitation at one time or another. The amounts will vary quite a bit, though. We'll look for a lot of regions picking up between 6/10 of an inch and an inch and a quarter. There will be potentials for some greater amounts of precipitation. As cooler air returns to the northwestern parts of the region, as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week, snow is likely to evolve. This will impact portions of the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and parts of Wisconsin. The greatest amount of accumulating snow will actually be on the Canada side of the upper parts of the Midwest, meaning specifically western sections of Ontario and southeastern corner of Manitoba. These areas could get several inches of snow accumulation, whereas our upper Midwest will probably only see maybe 1 to 3 inches. We'll keep a close eye on the disturbance. There will be a chance for a few snow flurries or snow showers moving across the Great Lakes region as we move through the first half of next week, but precipitation in the rest of the Midwest should be rather minimal, with only a couple of weak, fast-moving frontal systems producing a few spotty showers of both rain and snow as we go into the second half of next week, with a similar event possible late in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, December wheat, 593.5, up 7 and a quarter. March is up 7 at 596 and a quarter. Soft December wheat, 541 and a quarter. Now a half, up 3 3/4. March is up 5 at 546. December corn, 367, up 3 3/4. March, 380. Now 380 and a quarter. Now back to 380, up 4. May, 388 3/4, up 3 3/4. July, 396, up 3 3/4. January soybeans, 10.10 and a half, up 5 3/4. March, 10.17 3/4, up 5 3/4. May, 10.24, up 5 3/4. July, 10.29, up 5 3/4. December soybean meal, 369.90, down 50. December soybean oil, 32.54, up 3 cents. December live cattle, 170.20, down 62.5. November feeders, 240.20, down 35. December lean hogs, 90.50, down 127.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
We keep looking for signs that soybean exports may be waning. Did we get that today with a marketing year low?
Yeah, I think we did. And really, the China sales were switches from unknown destinations and also a cancellation. So looks like the front-loaded situation on exports of soybeans may be starting to ease some.
So, of course, the market went up.
Right. Well, we got a big shift to South America. The weather there looks fairly benign. I think what we're seeing today with the market is just kind of a bounce in a bear market situation.
Corn also showing some strength today.
Yeah, we did see some pretty decent exports. Japan is in the market buying again for export. But yesterday's ethanol report did show some life to corn demand. It looks like we're using up on a weekly basis about 101 million bushels of corn for ethanol use. We came within about a penny overnight of some pretty important support areas. Tomorrow we see the December options, grain options, go off the board, and we've got an awful lot of those 360 December corn puts still open.
Mm. What about the wheat market today?
Wheat has really been kind of a lackluster affair. This news that we've imported some French wheat into Wilmington, North Carolina, really kind of caught the market unaware. I don't know why it should with the strength of the dollar that we've seen, but I think it was a negative. And we've kind of played out this Arctic cold weather on hurting the winter wheat crop in the U.S.
Turn our attention to livestock.
The livestock market has been nothing but chop. We've got cattle on feed report coming out tomorrow afternoon. And I think ahead of that, we'll see very little upside action. Hogs, I think, have been all over the place. I think it will be important to see what $90, if that can be a support area on these nearby December hogs.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 367.5, up 4.25. March, 380.25, up 4.25. July, 396.25, up 4. January soybeans, 10.11.5, up 6.75. March, 10.18.75, up 6.75. July, 10.30.25, and they are up 7. December soybean meal, 370.50, up 10 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.